USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a new week begins, a Federal Reserve policymaker says it will be a big process to get the U.S. economy back up and running again, as many Americans continue to suffer financially from the coronavirus pandemic.
This could be a long, hard road that we have ahead of us until we get to either an effective therapy or a vaccine.
Fed Bank of Minneapolis President Neel Kashkari telling CBS's Face the Nation the Fed is looking at an 18-month timeline for the global economy to rebound. The governors of Mississippi and Louisiana have both declared states of emergency after deadly storms moved through the states yesterday. In southern Mississippi, at least six people were killed when tornadoes tore across that state. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves promising that state's mobilizing all resources to protect people. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Dangerous storm spreading death and destruction across the South through Easter weekend. A storm system that produced more than a dozen tornadoes tore across Louisiana and Mississippi, killing at least seven people on Easter Sunday. The governors of both states have declared states of emergency. People who worshipped at a Kentucky church on Easter Sunday could face mandatory quarantine now. State police troopers were outside the Maryville Baptist Church near Louisville yesterday and recorded license plates of people at the service. And those people can expect visits from health department officials with orders to self-quarantine for 14 days.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Farm Aid founders teaming up to raise funds for family farmers impacted by the pandemic with the concert event At Home with Farm Aid on Saturday. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews each performing from their various homes. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The IRS has announced that the first round of payments has been starting to flow as part of the coronavirus relief package. We hear more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The agency wrote on Twitter, the IRS deposited the first economic impact payments into taxpayers' bank accounts today. The distributions were established by a $2.2 trillion relief package promising individuals with gross incomes of less than $75,000 a year as much as $1,200, with an additional $500 per child. Payments are set to continue beginning with Americans who filed tax returns for 2018 or 2019 and authorized direct deposit. On Friday, the IRS and the Treasury Department launched an online tool designed to speed delivery of payments for those who didn't file taxes in those years. It also plans to launch a separate tool by April 17th to allow those who filed tax returns but didn't provide direct deposit information to submit their information and receive payment immediately. Those who remain without direct deposit information will simply be sent a physical check in the mail. They said that will begin being issued the week of May 4th at the rate of about 5 million checks per week. The checks will be distributed based on adjusted gross income and with those with the lowest income receiving their checks first. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.